USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden's promise of severe sanctions on Russia if they invade Ukraine are having little to no effect on President Putin's aggression. Biden announced the sanctions on Tuesday.
We're implementing full blocking sanctions on two large Russian financial institutions, VEB and their military bank. We're implementing comprehensive sanctions on Russian sovereign debt. That means we've cut off Russia's government from Western financing.
As roughly 20 countries imposed Russian sanctions, Russia lawmakers greenlit troops to be used outside of the country. The big cities on both coasts did not get into the top five cities leading the post-pandemic jobs recovery. That's according to a new report from the Economic Innovation Group. Phoenix is at number five, followed by Tampa, Dallas, Salt Lake City, and number one is Austin, Texas, with a 4.1% jobs increase from the pre-pandemic workforce. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get a COVID-19 pandemic update.
COVID cases across the United States are down, and in some places they're down over 64%. This has some hospitals going back to doing elective surgeries, including Indiana University Health. Dr. Paul Offit is a member of the FDA Vaccine Advisory Committee. He says the boosters have played a key role in us moving away from the pandemic and more to the endemic. He also tells MSNBC regarding booster shots.
It's clear that this is a three-dose vaccine for certain high-risk groups, those over 65, those who are immune compromised, depending on the nature of their degree to which they're immune compromised, people who have comorbidities.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As the border crisis continues, dozens of migrants clashed with police in the southern Mexican city of Tapachula Tuesday. They're mad Mexican authorities are keeping them waiting for months for free passage across Mexico en route to the United States. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
As Russia continues its occupation of eastern Ukraine, the sanctions promised by the Biden administration are not having the desired effect as Russian lawmakers give the okay for President Putin to use their troops outside of the country. Oil reached nearly $100 a barrel Tuesday, and that will continue to hurt the American economy. Phil Flynn is an oil and gas expert. He tells Fox News President Biden has failed to curb Russian aggression.
I think I want them to basically give a hard line to Vladimir Putin to say stop, cease, and go the other way, but I'm afraid it's too late. You know, the sanctions that are going into place right now, you know, suspiciously can't be on the energy complex because, let's face it, Europe can't supply themselves with energy. We can't get them enough energy, so if the supplies are cut off, they're really out of luck. And yes, they took the right step today by canceling or at least, you know, slowing down the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, but that's a pipeline that should have never been built. And at the end of the day, it's the U.S. consumers that are going to feel the pain of this as well, because we're already seeing the prices of natural gas in Europe hit record highs. That's going to get over to this side of the pond, and that means you and I are going to be paying the price for this conflict.
Roughly 20 countries around the world have imposed sanctions against the Russian invasion of Ukraine, yet Putin continues his massive military buildup along the border. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.